Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis. I'm here with Dr. Miles Monroe. How are you doing, sir?
Fantastic. Good to be with you, David.
This is my highlight. This is my highlight of the NRB.
Thank you very much.
I enjoyed last night.
Thank you.
Doctor, tell them where you were last night and how important that was to you personally.
You know, first of all, I want to say that it's fantastic to be invited to speak to one of the historic black universities in the United States. I understand that I was following in the footsteps of people like Martin Luther King Jr. and Mr. Du Bois and some of the historic figures who stood on that same stage and spoke.
Amen.
And I was invited to speak to the faculty, the staff, of course the president was present, as well as the students of that great school, university here in Nashville, Tennessee. And they invited me to be their special guest speaker at the this is the, I think, the month in the United States where they celebrate
Black History Month.
Black History Month. And it was my first time being there. And they invited me to speak on the subject of character and leadership.
Mm.
I thought it was very significant because that school has produced some of the great leaders in the United States. They came from that school. And of course, when we talk about leadership, being able to stand on that stage and to address those people was very humbling to me. And then the response of a standing ovation last night was...
Wow, I think it was three times standing ovation. They just didn't want to let you go. They're just so...
I was humbled by that all. But it was a pleasure. And I'm looking forward to return. The president invited me to come back again and to do some sessions with the students.
I tell you, when I was hearing you speak last night, I can feel the authority in the air that
you have
on teaching character.
And teaching
leadership. And obviously, it's your new book, The Power of Character and Leadership. Tell us, how important is finding the leadership in each of us?
Well, first of all, it took me 40 years to write this book.
Wow.
Because you can write about any subject.
Yes.
But when it comes to character, you don't write it as a subject. You have to write it as a life.
Mm.
You have to live character before you can even attempt to document it. And so this book has been my most important book. I have over 42 books on leadership. But this one is my most important one because this is the missing link in leadership. I have studied leadership as a professional communicator. It's my area of consultancy with governments. I have read over 272 books on leadership, but I couldn't find any book that dealt with this issue of character. And I think it's because most individuals fail in this area to the point where they're afraid to write on it.
Yep.
But yet, in my view, it is the most important principle of leadership because character protects everything else in your leadership.
Mm.
Most organizations or institutions or colleges or universities, when they offer leadership courses, they focus on things like management principles, leadership principles. They talk about power. They talk about influence. But there are very few universities or institutions that have a class on how to develop character, how to protect character, how to use character to influence the world. And if you study history, all great true leaders in history never wanted to be leaders. Their character became so strong that they had what I call moral force.
Yes.
Like people like Nelson Mandela, people like Mahatma Gandhi, people like Mother Teresa, people like Martin Luther King Jr. These are kind of 20th century leaders. But if you think about them, what made them so influential was not their power. I had the privilege of meeting Mr. Mandela personally.
Yes.
I'll never forget my first encounter with him at a private dinner. I was shocked. This man was very simple. He spoke very softly. His personality was nothing to be impressed with. But when he walked into the room, the whole room stopped.
Mm.
And I think it's because his character was bigger than his charisma.
Mm.
And we should never confuse charisma with character. Charisma, it has to do with personality. Character has to do with a life. And this man, his life was bigger than his character, than his charisma, because he remained stable under pressure. And that's what character is. Character is living out your convictions without compromise.
Mm.
Character is making your values more important than your popularity.
Wow.
Character is believing in what you believe in more than what other people want you to believe to be accepted.
Mm.
And so he went to prison for his values. Mahatma Gandhi starved himself almost to death for his values. Martin Luther King Jr. was killed for his values. And when you study the biblical characters, they all had the same spirit of what I call fixed,
yes.
being fixed.
Okay.
And so this book is about restoring that quality of leadership. You cannot pray for character. You cannot ask God to give you character. Character is built under pressure. When a person is pressured to compromise their convictions and they don't compromise them, character is developed. So character is really developed under tests and trials. And so many leaders today lack character because they are under the spirit of what I call conformity. And this is political leaders, it's religious leaders, it's corporate leaders, it's leaders in civic government. All these leaders seem to be crumbling under the pressure of what I call current affairs. The reason why they call it current affairs, because the affairs has a current. And when it hits you, if you have no character, you flow with the current. That's why the number one enemy of character, David, is compromise.
Wow.
Compromise is when you decide to sell your values and your convictions in order to be accepted by an environment. This is not leadership. All true leaders don't find something just to live for. They find something to die for.
Oh, wow.
And that's where character is beginning to be built. Character is developed under pressure. In this book, David, I talk about two leaders. And of course, the book is filled with many examples of contemporary leaders,
yes.
who failed. But in this book, I also talk about the two leaders that, to me, epitomize character. One I call Joe. The other I call Sam.
Okay.
And these are two real men. Joe was not physically strong. He didn't have muscles. He was not a physical specimen with power. He didn't have physical power. The other man named Sam. Sam was a physical specimen. He was powerful physically. He could lift pounds of weight. These two men seemed to be so different. Joe didn't have physical strength, but he had strength of conviction. Sam had physical strength, but didn't have conviction. Who were these two men? One is called Joseph. The other is called Samson. Your character is tested under pressure.
Amen.
You are who you really are when you are under pressure. That's why there's a difference between your reputation and your character. Joseph stood up under pressure to the point where he even ran from a situation. He fled to the point where he ran naked to protect his conviction, his values. Samson collapsed under the same pressure and sold his entire future for a moment of pleasure. So Samson had physical strength but no character. Joseph had no physical strength but he had character. Which one of these men will history hold up as an example? It's Joseph. So I speak to every leader today watching this program. You need to decide whether you would go for charisma or character, whether you'd go for personality or passion, whether you would go for being famous or being faithful. This book is about bringing back to leadership the most important foundation of leadership, and that is character. Because without character, power will destroy. What protects people in leadership is not their power, nor their position, nor their title. It's their character. And your leadership is only as safe as your character. In this book, I also talk about what to do if you fail in your character. Many leaders have fallen. You know, religious leaders have fallen, corporate leaders have fallen, political leaders have fallen. I mean, immorality seems to be sweeping the world.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know what's amazing, David? Once you lose your character, people don't forgive you. They don't forget.
No.
You know, I think of leaders like the former president of the United States, Bill Clinton. He has a man who had great skill in office, but didn't have great skill in his private life. You know, and he succumbed to immorality. Today, we still remember him as a man who was a victim of a young girl. You know, no matter how great he may have been.
That's true.
And so, you know, I think of people like Abraham Lincoln in comparison. Abraham Lincoln was killed because of his conviction that he refused to change. He went against his own political party because he didn't believe in slavery. And his party turned on him, but he refused to submit to them. I think this is the kind of leadership we need.
Amen.
And when I met with Nelson Mandela some years ago, I asked him, I said, how did you stay in prison? 18 years on an island, cracking rocks. An additional 8 years in under house arrest. How did you survive? He said, because I believed what I believed.
Mm.
And this is what character is. Character is, look, my convictions are so strong that I'm willing to die for them. So we need true leaders to emerge again. Let me define leadership. Leadership is the capacity to influence others through inspiration, motivated by a passion, produced by a vision, which comes from a sense of purpose. The most important word in that sentence is the word conviction.
Amen.
Because where there is no conviction, there's no leadership. Leaders are people who have such a deep conviction about what they believe to be right and proper that they're willing to die for it. So leaders don't find something to live for. They find something to die for. Wow. And to me, that is the foundation of character.
Amen. Well, let me ask you this. So having a great character means you have to have some great courage.
Well, character produces courage. Amen. Matter of fact, courage is simply an element of character that is manifested because of your conviction. In other words, if I believe that I could jump over that wall, if I believe that, then that conviction forces me to attempt it.
Mm.
Courage is standing in the face of opposition,
wow,
in the face of challenges. This is why every leader, male or female, who is a person of character, they actually use fear as a motivation.
Yes, yes.
That's important.
That. Yeah.
And fear is the birth source of courage.
Mm.
You cannot have courage without fear being present. Matter of fact, fear is good because it produces courage. You cannot be courageous unless you are afraid. Mm. So all leaders are people who say, look, my convictions are so deep about something that even though I'm afraid of what might happen to me, I am willing to step out courageously and pay that price.
Amen.
I think of people again like Nelson Mandela. When I spoke with him in person, my second visit with him, I asked him, how did you stand up under all the pressure? He said, many times the government of South Africa came to visit me. They sent their representatives and they came personally and they said, if you stop agitating for change, if you stop wanting to dismantle apartheid in our government, if you just behave yourself, we'll give you a house, cars, private security,
wow,
we'll give you money, anything you need, just don't do this to us. And they said, the prison door is open, you can walk out. Mr. Mandela says he got up from his stone bench in that prison, walked to the door, opened the door, and told the men to leave. He shut the door back. He says, lock it. He said, until my people are free, I have no right to be free.
Wow.
This is character.
Mm.
How many pastors are selling themselves on the altar of trying to be accepted by the by the norm?
That's very
true. How many politicians are willing to compromise their personal beliefs, their personal convictions for popular vote?
Yes.
These people have no character. These are,
yep,
not leaders.
Yep.
These are characters.
Yeah, you mentioned that last night. And before we close, I want you to share about that, about the Greek word for actor.
Yeah, very important. You know, in this book I talk about it. When a person doesn't have character, the word you use to describe that person is hypocrite. This word hypocrite is a Greek word invented by the Greeks. And it actually, we pronounce it as hypocrite today, mm-hmm, but it is hypocrite. And hypocrite is a very interesting word. The Greeks were the first ones to create what we call drama. They're the ones who really, you know, developed this whole idea of plays.
Okay.
They were the first Hollywood kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this was over, you know, 2,500 years ago. And the Greeks would develop these theaters. And what was unique about the Greeks was that whenever they put on a play, they would usually only use one actor, one person. But that person had many different masks that they would use. And they would come on the stage and they would, you know, be a personality or a character. Then the same person would go off the stage, come back with a different mask, and they'd answer the first character that they had on their face. They'd go back again, use a third mask, and answer the first two characters. So there's one person acting as six or seven people. The Greeks called that person a hypocrite. Hypocrite,
wow,
means actor. An actor is somebody who puts on a face that is not theirs.
Wow.
This is the word that Jesus used when he talked about religious leaders. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you religious leaders are hypocrites. Now remember, Jesus Christ lived in the era where the Greeks were still very,
yes,
influential in the Roman,
yes,
Empire. So he knew. He was referring to those plays. He says, you guys are professional actors. You keep changing your face. On Sunday, you are one person. On Monday, you're a different person. On Tuesday, you're a different person. In other words, we don't know who you are. But character is different. A person with character is the person who's the same all the time.
Mm.
That's why the word character means to be fixed, predictable. It means to be like a statue. Matter of fact, the word character actually means statue. A statue that's in your city, made of stone or metal, it doesn't change. When the weather's hot, it's still the same. When the weather's cold, it's still the same. When it's raining, it's still the same. That's a person of character. So character is measured by what you do under pressure. And David, we need to restore this to leadership.
Amen.
This book has already been sold out twice.
Amen.
And now it's being distributed all over the world. It's in Spanish, it's in French, it's in Portuguese. And we are amazed that I spoke to a hotel management program in the Bahamas just before I came here. And they ordered 100 copies of these. Because when I finished the session, the manager says, every worker in this hotel must read this. If we can restore character to our staff, we will have an entire different organization.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because you have people who are predictable, people who are fair, who are just, people who are stable, and those who don't wear many faces. So my question is, what do you do when no one is watching? What do you do in the night when you are alone? Do you change? What do you do in secret when you are negotiating a deal with an investor and no one is around? And what do you do when you have an invoice that you could pad the invoice and you could make more money? What do you do if you could tell a lie and get a promotion? See, character is always tested by temptation.
Amen.
When you talk about temptation, temptation is simply a test of your character. When you yield to a temptation, it's because you failed in character. So I encourage every leader, whether you are a parent, a father or mother with children, or whether you are a business leader or a politician, whether you are a pastor, a priest, or a pope, whether you are a head of state or the head of an organization, my question is this. Are you a person of many masks? Or are you the same in the night as you are in the day? Are you the same on the stage as you are in the audience? Are you the same when you are performing or when you are in personal, private life? This is a question of character.
Amen. And to get his book, you can go online to characterinleadership.com. That's characterinleadership.com. Thank you so much for being here.
David, I love you and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thanks for the work you're doing.
Amen.
And remain stable. Stay faithful to your convictions.
Amen.
Don't compromise your life.
I agree.
And I guarantee you, I'll see you at the top.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
And we'll be with you today.
We'll be back with another great guest.